From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome to our program once again. Will you turn in your Bible, please, to 2 Timothy and the chapter 1. We'll be reading there in just a moment or two. Following our Bible reading, we're playing another extract from the testimony of Tony Cafferkey. Tony, born in Achill Island, has been telling us in these extracts of how he went with his family to Wales. There he joined the army, was transferred to Belfast and served out 4 years there. And then, because he liked that part of the land, he stayed there and he joined the prison service. And then he got saved, but sadly backslid. That which brought him back to his senses was the sickness discovered in one of his little boys. We'll be listening to another extract in just a minute or two. Please remember, you can have a free copy of the full testimony by contacting us. We'll be glad to send it to you. Let us read then from 2 Timothy chapter 2. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Saviour Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. God will bless this reading from his word to all our hearts. Now here's that extract from Tony Cafferkey's testimony.
After Stephen was diagnosed, all of a sudden the things of God came flowing back into my life, and I knew that I had to get right with God and come back to the Lord. Down at work, I had various conversations with a fella, and his name was Tommy. I talked with him on umpteen occasions, and he says, you were saved when you asked him into your life. It's just that you have backslidden and you need to come back to the Lord. You should go and see a Reverend McDowell in Lima Valley. I went in to see Mr. McDowell and talked, explained my situation to him. He said, you need to get things right with God, and I said, I know I do. But I went away and come back, and a couple of visits outside the manse in the Mavadi, there was a fence, and on this occasion I didn't go into the house. He came out and he sat and he said, take a seat on the fence. So I sat on the fence. He says, you're brave and good at sitting on the fence, he says. In other words to say, he says, you're not going to be committed. But I said to him, I wanted to come off the fence. What I meant by that was that I wanted to be committed to the Christian life. I got off the fence that day and we prayed, and I knew in my heart that the Lord was with me again. This is exactly what the Bible has to say in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. It reads this, seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now that is exactly what I did. As time passed, and the years rolled by, Stephen was in and out of hospital, trying to diagnose the exact category of his illness in the Hunter syndrome. That was diagnosed as group 2. Which would give him a lifespan of up to 16 years or thereabouts. according to modern medicine.
Now let's turn to Luke chapter 23 and the verse 46, where is contained the final saying of the Saviour upon the cross. We have been spending a little time around these words. What words could contain more than the words of the one who suffered, the just for the unjust, in order to bring us to God, to save us from our sins? Those words he uttered even as he was dying. Here in the verse 46 we have the seventh saying of Christ on the cross. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. These words underscore for us the uniqueness of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ was no mere man. He was God manifested in the flesh. And these words indicate to us just how unique a person he was. The uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ is seen in that he died as none had ever died before, or will die again. His life was not taken from him. He laid it down. John chapter 10, the verses 17 and 18 read thus, Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. I tell you, none but God manifest in the flesh could have uttered those words. The Lord Jesus was in control of his own dying. In Matthew chapter 26 and the verse 53 we read, Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? The Saviour was in this instance rebuking Peter, who had drawn a sword, and in defence, as he saw it, of the Lord Jesus, had struck out and cut off the ear of a servant of the high priest as the Saviour was being arrested. But the Lord Jesus said, You don't need to do that. If I wished, I have but to call on my Father, and he will send 12 legion of angels to help me. No, the Saviour was in control at all times. When men laid hold upon him and dragged him away, he permitted them to do so. It was not that he was overcome by their strength, but he was yielding up himself to them. And so it is here upon the cross. He is yielding up himself to death in order to redeem his people. In Matthew 27 and the verse 50, you have these words. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. See that word yielded there? That indicates that death did not come and wrest life away from Christ, force him to die. No, he yielded up the ghost. None have ever been in control of their own death. Even those who take their own life are not in control of its ending. Indeed, many have regretted their actions once they have begun the process that would end their life, but they couldn't stop it. Far from being in control of their own death, they discovered they were not. They had not the power to alter that which they had set in motion. But the Lord Jesus Christ at all times was in complete control. Christ did not die as the mere results of the wounds he endured on the cross. Man had done his worst, and so had the devil, during the Saviour's crucifixion, but neither had brought him down to death. The Saviour yielded up himself to the powers of death as the conclusion of his sufferings for sin. His death was real, do not doubt that, but death was not the conqueror of Christ. He submitted to its dominance and to its grasp. Philippians chapter 2 and the verses 5-8. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So the Saviour was not conquered by death, but by dying, he conquered death. The final act of the work of atonement is here being wrought out. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The Saviour, it will be noted, is back in fellowship with his Father. You recall how that during the 6 hours the Saviour hung on the cross, three of them were spent suffering at the hands of men, and three of them were spent suffering under the judgment of his Father. During those 3 hours, darkness cloaked the cross. We read that at the 9th hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Elo, Elo, lama sabachthani," that is, being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" For that terrible period of 3 hours, the Father's face was hidden from the sin-bearer. Christ had become sin for us, and was treated as such by our holy God. During that period, the cup of suffering and shame was drained by the Saviour to the satisfying of the holy law of God. But now, the great storm of wrath is over. Now the Saviour is once more in fellowship with his Father. And he says, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And he yields up his spirit into the hands of his heavenly Father. Oh, how marvelous it is to behold the uniqueness of our Redeemer. May you see in him, and in him alone, your every need supplied. God bless you. Do remember that gospel mission we mentioned last week. It begins in our church on the 29th of October at 3:30 in the afternoon. You're very welcome. If you do visit us as a result of this invitation, be sure to make that known to us. The evangelist is the Reverend John Gray. Tune in again next week. God bless you and good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.